You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Absolutely gorgeous here on 3rd and Magazine Street. We're live at Tracy's for hour number 3. It's brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, the home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue, right next to Mr. John's Steakhouse, right down the street from where we are. Absolutely gorgeous. Kind of makes me even happier to know that today is the start of the NBA regular season. You know what? I'm pumped up. You can only imagine what Nikhil Alexander-Walker was like last night.
It was hard for me to sleep last night, you know, because you kind of like just take everything in. You know, you're staying in a nice hotel, but playing your first NBA game at home. I mean, you couldn't write, like, you can't make this up, and it's just for me to have that experience, I'm truly honored and blessed.
So we heard from him at shoot-around this morning, surrounded by a handful of media. Plus, we also heard from David Griffin of the Pelicans on the latest on Zion. I'll play this, and then we'll bring in Andrew Lopez.
So, first of all, I just want to comment on Zion's situation. He did have the surgery yesterday. Surgery went very, very well. I apologize for the way we had to manage that situation from an information standpoint. There's a lot involved in that. We were involving a lot of different expert opinions. And what I did not want was to put out too much information along the way and pollute anybody's opinion of what they were looking at. We wanted to get a fair read of all of those things without having anybody else's opinion known. So that's why we did as much as we did to sort of keep things quiet, and in the fashion that we did. It's not something I've ever gone through in my career before, quite frankly, and I felt like in the end it ended up a great process, but I know it was uncomfortable from a media perspective, and I know from our fans' perspective it was uncomfortable. We're extremely optimistic that he's going to be really, really good coming out of this. I'm a firm believer that a lot of time these things are blessings in disguise, and you sort of reset the deck now, and he gets to realize what's in front of him, and I think that's a good thing. And I also think from our team's perspective, everybody's really excited about tonight. Being here tonight in their ring night is meaningful to us. We're so young that being part of this process tonight can only help set the level of what it is we're shooting for. And this is something that you want young kids to covet. Moments like this, you want young guys to crave. When we had this moment, the team that was watching us, I think, got a lot out of it, and they came back and got their own moment. So this can be a powerful kind of evening, and I know our team's really looking forward to it. So any questions?
So that gives you an idea of what happened this morning at shoot-around. Andrew Lopez was there, _Andrew_Lopez. Andrew, first off, man, good afternoon to you, dude. I talked to Daniel already. It's cold and rainy in Toronto. It is absolutely gorgeous, though, here at Tracy's.
I'm a little jealous. It is in the 50s out here. We're rainy. It's not a beautiful day at all, but I guess it's a beautiful day to be a Raptors fan. They're obviously going to celebrate their championship. Not as beautiful to be a Pelicans fan if you're going to go through the first 6-8 weeks without Zion Williamson. So, but as you played that very long clip from Chris just now, you know, he kind of explained a little bit about why they kind of went through that process.
You know, one of the things that Andrew, that I enjoyed hearing David Griffin tell us is, A, that, you know, they weren't swelling. And it, you know, even if it wasn't a pain issue, it was just like there was just something there, so that's why they got it checked out. And the fact that he thinks he's going to be pushing to come back sooner than that timeline. These are all things that if I'm a Pels fan right now, it just kind of makes me feel better. And also, thankfully, he addressed what's been ridiculous to me in the last 48 hours. Now, I understand it's because he didn't give a lot of info. But the amount of people that have been saying that this happened because he's fat, or he's out of shape, or he's too big, and he's not going to be able to jump. And it's been tough, dude. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I understand why it's tough, because you gotta understand, he's dealt with minor injuries in his career so far. He dealt with some minor injuries in high school. I think it was a thumb that kept him out of the kind of the end of his high school days when he was playing in like All-American games. He didn't play in them because of he injured his thumb. I mean, that's nothing that has to do with any weight issue. You know, he blows out the shoe at Duke because, as he said, you know, he had probably worn that shoe too much. And he is a stronger guy. He is going to try to flow through the shoes if they're worn out just even a little bit. So this injury didn't happen because of that, according to Griff. He's saying, you know, it wasn't because of the weight issue. It's just he has a unique right. body type, and they have to get used to that. They have to try to figure that part out. He likened him to Blake Griffin of he just produces so much torque in his body that the physics of it just is challenging. It's hard for Aaron Nelson and for his staff to go along with. He mentioned how he talked about trying to come back earlier from the issue. The bigger thing to me is Zion doesn't know when he hurts it. He played on this injury, whether that was playing in San Antonio with it, going through practice with it. He didn't feel the pain. There was no swelling, so there was no indicators. And I know some people have said, well, why didn't they catch it if this was an injury that was there?
Right.
If there's no swelling and there's no pain, how are you going to catch it? He just felt, he kind of went up and said, hey, something feels a little off, but it doesn't hurt. That's how it kind of happened.
Speak with Andrew Lopez, NBA reporter of your New Orleans Pelicans for ESPN. You know, one of the things that I also do like too, and I bring this up, and again, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it because we cover the Pels, they're on our state. I'm a fan too, but this guy's genetically weird, right? I mean, he's a mutant.
Yeah.
I mean, so I look at it as, well, if somebody's going to get healthy from something like this, I'm going to err on the fact that this guy just has genetics that not normal people have. So, I mean, the fact that you said there was no swelling, all that, look, I'm just happy to hear that. Take your time, come back. You got a long career and a long season. And, Andrew, it moves us to where we are, I think, going into today. I think this team has talent, and I think this team has three-point shooting, has ability to block and play at the rim, attack the rim, play above the rim, in the paint. So, yes, you lose by not having him, but I don't think they're not going to be competitive.
No, and I mean, I think they're going to be competitive tonight. You still are going to put out 11 or 12 NBA caliber players tonight. You're obviously starting J.J. Redick in his spot. Brandon Ingram's going to start at the four, but you're going to put them with Derek Favors, and then you're going to have a second unit of Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Josh Hart, Nikola Melli, Jahlil Okafor, and probably Kimbridge Williams. And that's not even mentioning a guy like Equan Moore or Frank Jackson. So you're going to have quality NBA talent on the floor. And it's almost as it might kind of lift a little bit of the pressure off of the team. You're not worried about Zion.
Right.
You're not worried about getting the ball. All you're worried about is just getting the ball in and just playing your game against a team that's going to have a very emotional night. The Raptors are getting presented with their ring. They're raising the banner. It's going to be a very raucous night in there. Maybe you can go away and maybe sneak out a win with them.
Speaking with Andrew Lopez, when you look at the matchups today here, okay, so who, I guess, where do the matchups sort of favor the Pels in a game like tonight? Because they got some size, they got some guys that can shoot the three. They've been issues in preseason guarding the three, so that's kind of my concern when it comes to the defensive play.
I think what you're going to see tonight is more three-point shooting. It is going to be a challenge on the glass. When you take out a guy like Zion and put Brandon Ingram there, Brandon Ingram has to go against, Pascal Siakam, who's 6'9", 230. OG Anunoby, who's going to be their three tonight, he's 6'8", 230. He's going to be, Drew is probably going to be on him. So the rebounding is going to be an issue if you get by that. You may have an advantage with speed on the other end. I like the Lonzo against Kyle Lowry matchup for the Pelicans. J.J. can maybe be able to, to get some shots off against Fred VanVleet. So there are spots where the Pels can take advantage of it, but I think it's definitely going to have to come from beyond the arc on both sides.
Andrew, I asked a question at the start of the show, realistic expectations for the Pelicans this season. Mine isn't even a win total. It's this. I'd like to see the final 3 weeks of the season – even four, but really three. You have a little stretch where you have more home games than road in the final 15. I'd like to see them four, five games or less from that eight spot. In other words, it makes those last few weeks, those last home games, Andrew, playoff-like atmosphere, right? The crowd matters. The young players actually get a taste of, hey, you gotta win games to get into the postseason. I think all of that, it will be a successful season to me. What's your definition of a successful season for the Pelicans?
It's going to sound maybe like a cop-out answer, but I just think you need to see some sort of growth in this team heading into next year. If you don't make the playoffs, I don't think that necessarily makes it a bad season if you don't make it. You can win 45, 46 games in the West and be the 9 seed and not make the playoffs, but you set yourself up for the following year. As long as you do that, it's a success for me. As long as you're in a better spot than you are now heading into the next season.
Andrew, as always, man, I appreciate the time. And look, every Tuesday, it's our new home here on Third and Magazine at Tracy's. If you're in town, you know, I mean, Uptown Ruler came over. He had a roast beef. Po' boy, you're more than welcome to come hang out with us.
I think I might pick you up on that.
Sounds good. Thank you, Andrew. Safe travels back south of the border up in Canada, up in Toronto covering. Go give him a follow, _Andrew_Lopez. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. When we come back, we'll take a quick break as we're live at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street, a perfect mid-early, I would say low 70s afternoon. Join the intern.
Were you about to say Smidday?
Yeah.
I kind of like that, though.
Smidday. Kind of just made up a part of the day, didn't I? It's what happens when you're at a bar most of the day.
Morning,
and I've had nothing
morning,
but water
midday.
It's crazy. Huh?
Smidday?
Yeah, Smidday. Uptown Ruler, you're napping over there because you crushed the entire pole boy.
Looks like your head's a little down there. You look like you take
did.
A little nap.
He kind of had the chin on the chest. Look, I get it. Cool breeze. Sunny skies is perfect. Kirk Elin from NBC Sports covers the NBA. We'll get a broad perspective on the league with him and get his take on the Pels. Again, if you're a Pels fan, did it calm you down hearing from David Griffin? It did me. Hour 3 brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. 2025 St. Charles Avenue, literally down the street from where we are. Go check them out in Orleans Parish. Any order over $20, free delivery. Can't beat that as well. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
The UPS Store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. They offer packing, freight, international shipping, large format printing banners, shredding, faxing, mailbox rental, and more. Your UPS Store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook. That's the UPS Store on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Come to Tracy's Original Irish Channel Bar on 30 Magazine Street. When you do, try the best roast beef po' boy in town. Tracy's only serves Louisiana seafood. Trust me, I know. I've gotten my share of fresh, off-the-boat shrimp from Jeff's cooler in the kitchen myself. You'll find something you'll love and enjoy on the menu. From wings to salads to po' boys, you'll be watching sports all day on the 20 TVs that make it the best sports bar in town. UFC fights, NFL, MLB, NHL package, all the college networks, they got it. Tracy's, 30 Magazine Street in the Irish Channel.
Join us for Nickel State football play-by-play action on your flagship station for Nickel Sports, ESPN 100.3, October 26th at home against Abilene Christian. Our broadcast is sponsored in part by Lucy Esposito, candidate for LaVouche Parish President, Associated Pump and Supply, and Barker Kia. Right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship station for Colonels football.
you want to ride like a VIP, then call Ray Ride's Luxury Limo Service, your best choice for transportation in Houma, Thibodaux, and Nola. Call Ray Ride's and let their skilled chauffeurs drive your party safely and in comfort to concerts, sporting events, Saints games, Pelican games, weddings, high school dances, conventions, or airport and cruise transfers. Whether you're planning your next great escape to the Big Easy and you need transportation for a large group or a small group, call or book online at rayrides.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Third and Magazine Street in Uptown New Orleans. Boy, it's starting already. They're in a shoot-around. LeBron asked.
What do you think swayed the decision for him?
Man, how the hell can I ask
you
that?
You said you saw him.
I don't know. Ask Kawhi. Thank you.
LeBron being asked why Kawhi Leonard chose the Clippers, not the Lakers. This could be a fun season. Kurt Helin at Basketball Talks. A way to follow him over on Twitter. Covers the NBA for NBC Sports. Kurt, happy NBA start of the new season, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I am happy to be writing about actual basketball games for a night. Just to change up the food. By the way, listen to me, man. You're just making me hungry and jealous. I'm craving a po' boy now, and I'm on the wrong coast because I'm out here for Lakers Clippers. Nowhere near good, Cajun.
Well, look, man, you have an open invite. You know this already. If you ever come and cover a Pels game, you're more than welcome. We will take care of you, okay?
I hope to be there. Again, we've discussed this before. Discussions of travel budgets don't make great radio, but I hope to be out there for that, man.
I understand. Look, and believe me, the news that happened in the last 48 hours probably changed some travel plans because, you're going to be here if this team's in the playoffs and Zion plays the way he did in the preseason. We'll see you, Kurt. We'll have po' boys and beers. But look, man, this offseason's been nuts, man, right? From the draft to everything, not only here, but just around the NBA. Mike Greenberg this morning on Get Up was saying, and the West versus the East, you need to have the top 16 because the West is so dominant. You had whatever players were left in the East move to the West, already stacked, man. A crazy offseason. When you start the season, it feels open to me.
Oh, absolutely. And isn't that the fun part? Because, I mean, for the last 5 years, it's been, all right, Golden State's kind of Everest. How do we climb that mountain, especially once we got Kevin Durant? Like, I don't know how we beat them. And you kind of forget that before that, LeBron was in Miami. And, look, those teams didn't win every year, right, but it wasn't easy to beat them. Like, you knew that team was – you were going to have to go through them to win a title. This year it doesn't feel that way at all. It's like, out West, I mean, I'm picking the Clippers, but I don't – like, I'll take the field over the Clippers, like, in a heartbeat. And it's kind of – there's two teams in the East, but out West, you could talk yourself into five or six teams pretty easily.
Yeah, no doubt. And, so help me – I can look at it from both ways. Maybe, I guess, again, maybe it's the silver lining element of this, Kurt, but I look at it like this. If the West is this stacked, and it's going to be hard, I look at the last time the Pelicans were in the postseason, right, where the separation between the third and fourth was like a game and a half to the eighth and ninth. So if it's that good, you shouldn't probably have a ton of separation from teams, and they almost kind of beat up on one another, which means if you can stay close to the pack, you have a shot, or – is it the other side where it's so good that, man, if you're not up there, you're going to get hammered?
First off, I think that there is something to the idea that we'll use the two teams playing tonight out in Los Angeles. One of those two teams is not going to be in the top four. One of those two teams is going to start the playoffs on the road because neither of them are really built for the regular season per se. I think the Clippers have better depth, but they're not going to have Paul George for the first month, give or take, of the season, 3-4 weeks. The Lakers have a lot of pieces to figure out. LeBron and Anthony Davis are obviously very good. I mean, Dwight Howard's your center. There's some stuff to work out there. So one of those teams is going to start on the road, and it's going to be hard and also hard to beat them. I think it's an advantage for Milwaukee or Philadelphia because I think they're going to come out, one of those two teams, I'm picking Philly, but one of those two teams is going to come out of the East with probably a better record in home court in the finals because they didn't have to get beat up the whole way.
Yeah, I guess that is a good point, too, when you look at it from that perspective. And, there's always going to be a surprise team, right? There's always going to be a team that kind of plays a little bit better than expectation levels. Who do you think that team's going to be this year in the East and in the West?
I mean, I would say the Pelicans. You guys probably know that, though. I mean, look, even without Zion for the first, 20, 30 games, that's still a really nice team. I mean, Brandon Ingram's got some stuff to prove, but he can score. Drew Holiday, J.J. Redick. I like the roster. I still think they're hanging around. But if you want my real surprise team, I think Dallas is going to be pretty good. I think Kristaps Porzingis moved well in the preseason, looked pretty good. You pair him with Luka Doncic, who's in a little bit better shape, and has a year under his belt in the NBA. And that's a team I really like. And out in the East, there's some up-and-down teams, but I'll tell you who's going to be sneaky good. Chicago. Chicago gets Thomas Satoransky to actually run the point rather than Chris Dunn, which is a massive upgrade. But more than that, Zach LaVine can score. Wendell Carter Jr. is pretty good, and they get a full season of Lauri Markkanen. I like that team. I like the way that team shakes up. So they could sneak into the playoffs as well, but I think that they're going to be better than people expect.
All right, Kurt, let's go the other way. The team that probably has a high level of expectation and doesn't meet those expectation levels on each side.
That's a good one. I think out east, Boston could be that team. I think they're going to be pretty good on offense, but I don't think they're a very good defensive team. And I think that, they'll bet the over type of team every night. They're just not going to be that good. Out west, I'm not that. I know some people are higher on Phoenix. I don't think they're going to be that good. Who's going to? Though not living up to expectations, I'll go with Houston. I think they're going to rack up regular season wins. I think I had them at, third or fourth in my regular season predictions. Right. But I don't like them. So I don't like them for the playoffs at all. When you've got to play Harden and Westbrook next to each other defensively for 30 minutes a night, and they're going to get, they're going to get the Lakers or the Clippers or maybe even Portland or somebody good in the first round, I don't think they match up well.
Very good point. All right, Kurt, it's a question I asked at the start of the show, and I'll throw it to you, and we'll wrap up, my friend. What is a realistic expectation for a successful Pelican season? For me, I've been saying the last 3 weeks of the year, four games out of the eight spot. They got a handful of games more at home than on the road in the last 2.5, 3 weeks. It makes it sort of a playoff atmosphere. It makes every game needing to watch. It makes it to where that young team can sort of learn and kind of have that pressure on them. That's my definition of a successful season. Be within earshot in the last month of the year.
Actually, I think you're spot on. I think they're going to win mid to high 30s in games. Like I said, I like this one. Obviously, they missed Zion, who looked so good in the preseason. It's amazing once you give him space what you can do. You kind of forget there was horrible shooting.
Right.
I think that there's a lot of good things that happen, but it's just the West, like we said, so stacked. I just can't see them making the playoffs. But if they're hanging around start of March, you get out of the playoffs and you get into that last 6 weeks of the season, and they're close enough to make the games interesting and they're not just resting guys, then it's fun. Then it's exciting. And like you said, I think that that's part of the learning experience for the young guys on that team. I'd love, by the way, I think David Griffin did one thing well. Having Holiday, having J.J. Redick, who is a consummate professional and the kind of guy you want in the locker room, having those guys around to teach those guys how to be pros is huge.
Yeah, I throw in Derek Favors in there as well. I think
is
going to help.
A breakout guy. I think he could be sneaky. I don't think he realized how good he was. And part of it was that they had to play him as a twin tower next to, one of the best centers in the game, the best defensive guy in the league game. But Favors is good.
Look, man, I'm pumped about this season. I think it's going to be some good TV. I think every game that you can check out and go see, I think it's going to be competitive, which is sort of different than we've sort of seen, and I can't just book certain teams in there, and I think there's something fun brewing here in New Orleans. I don't know how good it'll be this year, but I think brewing, it's going to be right. It's definitely being led in the right direction, and I loved hearing David Griffin this morning in Toronto. Yep. It just sounds like as a person that follows this team, they got it under control, just trust the process, and we've seen it on the other side of the parking lot, Kurt, with the Saints, so it makes me feel better.
Exactly. Look, that was the best, one of the best hires of the offseason. I am a huge David Griffin guy. But on top of that, look, I'm a Pelicans fan. I'd want to get in on the ground floor of this because this team, like you said, they might not make the playoffs this year. They probably won't. But they're going to be more interesting, and they're going to be more entertaining, and they're only going to get better.
Sounds good. Kurt Helin at Basketball Talks. The way to follow you over on Twitter covers the NBA for NBC Sports, man. We'll chat with you throughout the season. And whenever you get to New Orleans, man, just hit us up, all right?
I will be there, man. Take care.
Sounds good. Quick break. When we come back, we'll continue. Uptown Ruler, not napping just yet, huh? All right, just making sure. There he is. Jordan the intern. You feel like you could take a nap out here, couldn't you?
Yeah, easily. Have my peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, it's nice.
My apple. Could take a little nap now.
It'd be real nice. Take a quick break. I'm just enjoying the breeze. I don't want, because I know when the show ends, I got so much to get into, including tonight. Pelicans walkthrough. I got that for you from 6 to 6:30. Daniel Salison will join me. Try to get a couple of other little guests here from 6 to 6:30. Kind of get you ready with analysis and just chit-chat as then Pelicans warm up. Well, you'll hear from Alvin Gentry. You'll hear from pregame interviews as well as Daniel will have that for you. And then at 7 o'clock, our next guest, the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, will have the call. As I said, go check out the app, the Pelicans app. It's absolutely free. 75-mile radius of the arena. You can listen to it for free. You don't have to subscribe to anything. Tap it there. That's how you have to do it with the NBA. But you can hear the radio broadcast. So you can hear Todd call the game. I promise you it's good. And then all you have to do is just press pause on your TV if you got a DVR. And then you'll sync it up perfectly. So you can hear the call and watch it over on TNT. Game one of the regular season tonight. We'll get a preview from the Graf next. We're live at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Gary Price of Don at Barker Kia, and we're leaving a candy on the front porch. This means you can get a frightful good deal on every new Kia in stock. How about drive home a new 19 Kia Optima LX and take $5,000 off the MSRP or get 0% APR for 75 months? How about a new 2020 Kia Forte with Apple CarPlay for only $59.95 or get 0% APR for 66 months? So come to Barker Kia during our scary pricing times because all we have is treat. Get into a new 19 Optima and take $5,000 off or 0 APR for 75 months or choose a new Kia Forte and pay only $59.95. Now, those are some frightful deals at Barker Kia. Barker Kia and Homer, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. And remember that strength and laughter. Wait, did you hear that? Who's there?
I'll take it from here, James.
19K.
037 MSRP. 24745. 2000 dealer discount.
Earth asset key cash. 1333
for 1000 miles.
Dollar 20K.
08.
MSRP. 1902. 2275. Dealer discount. 750 key cash. 1550 for 1000 miles. So CPNL with proof credit. Must finance to KML. See dealer for details. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable year-round comfort with a new HVAC system installed by the pros at Tiger Temperature. We're the local team you can trust. Call Tiger Temperature today at 985-492-7295.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Looking forward to playing the game with us, huh?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
again, we're professionals. Even though we have some young guys, I feel like this is time for people to step up. And as long as I've been here, this is nothing new. So I feel like we've always dealt with adversity pretty well, being able to withstand injury and still be able to go out there and win games. So that's what we plan to do.
Drew Holiday this morning at shoot-around, also there just to the right of the picture of a wide shot of Nikhil Alexander-Walker, surrounded around a horde of media. There was Todd Graffanini, arms folded, not the Byron Scott style Graff. You were intently listening to the Canadian native there, kind of talk to the media, man. Happy start of the regular season to you. How are you?
I'm good, Gus. Ready to get this thing going. Been kind of hanging out in the room the last couple hours, listening to the show. I got the jump on TV turned with the sound down, so I don't have to listen to what these people are saying. And we are just about ready to go.
Look, man, you've been around David Griffin enough. I love every single time we get a chance to talk to him. I think the thing that I enjoyed this morning was him just, you know, being blunt and honest. Because I've been texting you, obviously, for a few days. And I'm like, y'all need to say something. Because, like, all these people, you know, he's too heavy. He's eating too many burgers. He's too many char-grilled oysters. He's going to sink a streetcar if he steps on it. I'm like, all of this stuff about him being injured because he's overweight, it's just ridiculous. David Griffin called it asinine this morning.
I think that's the perfect word. I really do, Gus. I'm so glad that he was able to discuss this today with the media and just, you know, let's just qualm things. We've got people in charge here that know exactly what they're doing. They did their due diligence. The surgery is done, and let's move on. We got games to play, man. I've been thinking about this, Gus. This is the way, and look, don't get me wrong. It stinks that he's not going to play for 6 to 8 weeks. It stinks. But this is the way you got to look at it. Now you're going to have minutes that he would have been playing divvied up to other guys. He's going to be out for long enough where you're going to be able to get into a rhythm of flow, rotations that are going to be pretty consistent. And then when he comes back, it's basically like making a trade or getting a free agent without giving up anything. And you're getting the number one pick in the draft. That's the way you got to, that's the way you really got to go about, you know, kind of processing it in that way, because if not, you're going to drive yourself crazy thinking about, you know, man, it's just tough that he's not out there. He's not going to be out there, so you got to do what you got to do.
Speaking of Todd Graffanini, voice of the Pelicans, of course, you can hear the game tonight at 7 o'clock. Todd, I've been telling people I love the fact that this the app, it's great. I listen to so many of your calls with Tulane with the app, because a lot of times I'd like to think I'm on the radio or I'm in the car, but, you know, we both have sons around the same age. I'm bathing him. I'm getting dinner ready. I got to go to the store. The phone can get me everywhere, and it's real easy. You taught me the process of syncing. It's real easy. Press listen, wait for it, you know, pause for a second or two on the TV, and all of a sudden, man, you can hear the call and check the game out on TNT.
Yeah, one of the great talents, useless talents that I have acquired over the years, Gus, is learning how to sync radio and television. The best way to do it, for all of you novices out there, we have an effects feed on the radio broadcast, so you're going to be able to hear clearly when the ball clangs off the rim or when it goes through the net and you hear that swish sound. When you hear that, when you see that ball go off the rim, you immediately, boom, hit the play, or just wait a little split second and have it ready to go. When you see that, when you hear and see it at the same time, then you know you've got it. But the effects feed helps tremendously.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, it's fun, and I can't wait to do it tonight and check it out. Look, man, when you take a look at it with this injury that happens, and you mentioned other minutes are going to be played, as Gentry just said too as well, David Griffin kind of mentioned it. Kendrick Williams, you've seen him in the preseason. That game Friday against the Knicks, I got a sense and feel that that's kind of the team I'm going to start to see at the beginning of the season. And I kind of like that rotation and really how they came about and won that game. You were there at the Garden. Julius Randle, somebody forgot to tell him this wasn't a regular season game. That man wanted to win the game by himself against the Pelicans. But so I kind of liked that. It felt like a dress rehearsal. That felt like a regular season game.
Well, the first half at least, Gus, and that's something I'm going to ask Coach Gentry about in the pregame when I interview him when we get to the arena. In the first half, at least, is that kind of what we're going to see as far as rotations with Zion not in the lineup? We're going to go with the three guards. You're going to see Drew. You're going to see Lonzo. You're going to see J.J. Redick. Brandon Ingram's going to play the four. We'll see Derek Favors at the five. Now Favors did not play on Friday in the Garden. Jahlil Okafor started, but Favors is going to play tonight. I just think, and you're right with Kenrich Williams, what he has done off the bench with his taking the charges, the deflecting the passes that are trying to be thrown across court, and he's really improved the shooting as well. But I just I've been gushing about this guy since before training camp. What Jahlil Okafor is doing, Gus, he at times has been dominant. He is very, very tough to stop. If he gets the ball as low as the restricted area, it's going in the hole. He will finish every single time. And he was not only making shots against the Knicks, he was getting to the free throw line. He was starting to get a little frustrated as the evening went on because he thought he was being fouled a little bit more than what they were calling, and it kind of his frustrations boiled over, and he started to miss some free throws. But he was getting to the line in the first place, Gus. I just think what Jahlil Okafor can do, what he can bring to the table, along with Favors, along with Kenrich Williams, the depth in the down low in the post is not as deep as the guards. We know that, but those guys are just going to have to pick up the slack. They're going to have to play more minutes in Zion's absence.
Go ahead. I mean, he talked about your guy,
Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Hey, way to pay attention. I was just about him for five minutes.
I was watching the gentleman.
He's having chihuahua moments, Graf, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Good guy drove by and
nice gentleman. Well, you must learn from the best,
Yeah, he did learn from the best. Look, you mentioned, though, Okafor and being able to, I guess, really have an effect here as well. You've been to practices and workouts. What are some of the other players you think that these extra minutes are going to help? I keep bringing him up. I want to see Jackson Hayes. But what are some of the other players that we maybe are going to see over the next couple of weeks because Zion's not going to take those minutes?
Well, I mean, if you're going to get obvious, it's going to be Nickeil Alexander-Walker, even though he plays a different position. But I think, Gus, you're going to see a whole lot more Nico Melli than what maybe – you might not have seen if Zion's in there. Look, the coaches love Nico Melli, and what he can do both inside and outside is going to be very, very key. What he's got to do, especially in the offensive end, because he has gotten open looks as far as shooting three-pointers the entire preseason, he cannot hesitate. When he gets the open look, and Alvin Gentry has begged him to do this, we've seen it in practice, we've seen him in games. When you've got an open three, you take the shot. You absolutely take it because he is very, very capable of making them in bunches when he starts to feel it. But what he's going to do on the defensive end is going to be big. Can he get in there and rebound? Because, look, he's a big. He is. That can shoot. So I just think we're going to see a whole lot more of him than I think we would have if Zion would have played 25, 30 minutes a night.
All right, so when you take a look at the Toronto Raptors, speaking with the voice of the Pelicans, Ty Graffanini, again, 7 o'clock is the tip-off on TNT. Go download the Pelicans app, and the second you get it pulls up, tap listen, and you can sync it using the play pause button on your DVR. What happened? What?
This couple just walked by just screaming, go Rapt.
Yeah, go Raptors. Yeah.
Champions.
Well, wow.
They said champions.
Didn't you learn anything from the Bears
no.
fandom now?
I was
you
saying
just
that's
said
what,
champions.
I said that's
I
what
don't
they
care.
Said.
Graf, do you see what I have to listen? I mean, I basically
I was
sit
just
next
saying
to a Benedict Arnold,
oh,
essentially.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, how them Bears doing today, Jordan?
I don't trust in the Bears hype, you know. I'm not a part of that.
Oh,
fan
my.
Base.
All right. Anyway,
I think
check
we just,
out the,
I think
the
we just ran for another first down.
They're still running.
Exactly. Go check out the Pels app. You can listen to it, of course. Todd, make the call here coming up at 7 o'clock. Todd, let's look at the Raptors here a little bit. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. Are they still a good basketball team?
They are. Gus, they're champions. So look, they lost Danny Green and they lost Kawhi Leonard. They got everybody back. They went. they beat the Golden State Warriors in 6 games to win a championship. all the guys we're seeing on the court tonight, save a couple that are free agents and draft and drafted guys, are getting their rings tonight. They're going to watch a banner drop. So they know what it takes to win a championship. They're absolutely good. With Van Vliet, Kyle Lowry's the most tenured Raptor now. You know, all-star, he's got a championship. And you look at what Siakam's done, August, most improved player in the NBA. He flat dominated the finals last year. They've got players. So that does not mean that they're going to win the game tonight. I think the Pels are going to give them all they can handle and then some. I know Daniel was on the show a little earlier, and what he says is correct. When you see the banner drop and guys get their rings, it is an absolute distraction. And road teams, more often than not, have gone into these situations and won, you know, just steal the game. So that is something that I think is going to be a definite storyline tonight with all the hoopla and everything going on. Look, the arena is fantastic, Scotiabank Arena. It's downtown. There's going to be 22,000 people in there. The environment is going to be off the charts. But look, you got guys on the Pelicans team. You got a good mixture of veterans and rookies. And look, I think you've seen from Nikhil Alexander Walker, I don't think he's going to be intimidated by anything. And the fact that this kid's coming back to his hometown to play his first NBA game is something he has been very much looking forward to. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him make some huge plays tonight.
I'm with you. I'm kind of excited to sort of see how this team sort of accepts this challenge, Todd. And again, you've been around them a lot more than me, traveled a couple of times, been on the airplane with them, and just kind of seen how they are. You and I have been around locker rooms long enough. You can tell when one's together and one's, you know, star-driven or what have you. I get the sense and feel that they've kind of maybe looked at the last couple of days and have heard how it's over, why play the season. I mean, why even bother? Because the game after you guys, it's Lakers and Clippers. They're going to win the title regardless. So, I don't know. It just, I get the sense and feel that they have something to prove. And they're like, no problem. Just tip the ball off and let's see what happens. Do you get that sense from them, like being around them?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's won't bow down, Gus. That's been the mantra for the last three weeks. Just listen to Drew Holiday talk. I know you played his soundbite before I came on. Just listen to him. This guy's a pro. He's been there time and time again. How many injury situations have the Pelicans had over the last few years? This is nothing new to him. So I don't think it's a us against the world type of thing. It's just been really businesslike, Gus. This is a team that really gets along. I've been with them since day one. They get along in practice. They get along off the court. Now, you know, you haven't gotten into the rigors of the regular season and you haven't had the, you know, sometimes 3-4 game losing streaks and how you handle adversity in that way. So obviously everyone's going to be tight knit right now, but I don't see things changing even as we get deep into the season. It's just been very businesslike to me watching them on a day to day basis. And I'm just looking forward to see how they accept the challenge tonight of going up against the defending world champions in their building on ring night. That's something that doesn't happen very often when you're on the other side. It is pretty interesting, though, that Alvin Gentry, his first game as the Pelicans head coach, watched his former team, the Golden Right. State Warriors, get their rings. He got his ring on the opposing bench. So that's going to be a very interesting little tidbit this whole evening.
Look, man, I'm pumped. I kind of want to see where this team goes, and I'm with you. I think the one thing that I gathered or I got from listening to David Griffin this morning is, and I knew this already, but it's nice to hear it again. Hey, they got it. You just go to the games, watch the games, listen to the games. The trainers, the people leading the team, they got it, right? I mean, that's kind of how I feel. They got it.
I could not agree more. If you're a Pelicans fan, believe me, you have the people in place running the organization. That's all you need to know.
And look, you're an expert in knowing when you don't have the people in place running anything. So we've seen both sides, Ty, which is why we can confidently tell people we've seen the other side. You're We're good. We're good. Let's just play ball.
No, we're good. Let's play ball. Again, we don't have to answer any more Zion questions. We know what the deal is. He's going to come back. Now let's play some games and see these guys pick up the slack. These guys are gonna, because look, got to. Gus, I talked about this last week when all this stuff went down. They're not canceling the season. Nope, no team's gonna feel sorry for you. Let's play.
You ready, bud?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it. 7 o'clock, Todd Graffanini right here on ESPN New Orleans and the Pelicans app. Go click it, tap listen. You can hear the man make the calls while you watch the game on TNT. Make that a habit. It's free. 75-mile radius of the Smoothie King Center. So you got no excuse in and around this area here to not hear Graff make the calls. Pelicans taking on the Raptors tonight. I'll get you started at 6 o'clock with Pelicans walkthrough. Pelicans warm up with Daniel Salerson. When we come back, let's wrap up the hour by playing some of that shoot around sound rapid fire. When we come back, we're live at Tracy's 3rd and Magazine Street on ESPN New Orleans.
Shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
That's $4,500 off.
What a truck. Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP 37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus DTNL.
When your lawns need to be cut, demand a machine that's built to mow the distance. Gravely Mowers always answer the call. From sunrise to sundown since 1916. Zero turns that never quit. Intuitive, easy to use controls, and accommodating all day riding comfort. Find the Gravely Mower to help you get the job done right. Neil's Small Engines with 3 locations. LaRose, Homa, and Thibodeau. 40 years strong. Call 985-693-3347. 985-693-3347.
Come to Tracy's Original Irish Channel Bar on 3rd and Magazine Street. When you do, try the best roast beef whole boy in town. Tracy's only serves Louisiana seafood. Trust me, I know. I've gotten my share of fresh, off-the-boat shrimp from Jeff's cooler in the kitchen myself. You'll find something you'll love and enjoy on the menu. From wings to salads to whole boys, you'll be watching sports all day on the 20 TVs that make it the best sports bar in town. UFC fights, NFL, MLB, NHL package, all the college networks, they got it. Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street in the Irish Channel.
At the Cancer Center of Thibodaux Regional, we take our role as the leader in cancer care seriously. That's why we have more cancer doctors than anyone else in the Bayou region, in-house and on-site every day. More cancer doctors fighting more types of cancer and winning. If you ever need to battle cancer, these are the experts you want on your team. More cancer doctors, better quality care, greater patient satisfaction. That's the Cancer Center of Thibodaux Regional. For more on our cancer services, go to Thibodaux.com.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, here's what people are saying about Pat Pennison of Ladder and Bloom Real Estate in Houma. He is responsive to clients' expectations. Pat really understands the market. Pat Pennison can help you develop pricing strategy to maximize earnings. He can also help you navigate through the sales process. Pat Pennison of Ladder and Bloom Real Estate in Houma, there's a name you can trust. Call 985-791-4952 if you're considering buying or selling a home.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
First game started.
Very excited. You know, I've been waiting a long time, you know, for this. I'm just to play again, so I'm going to be, you know, happy on Tuesday.
Lonzo Ball getting ready to get going there. Jeff.
Yo.
Of course, from Tracy's. What are you doing over there? Oh, yeah, Ruthie.
Ruthie.
Yeah, that's right. Would you say more popular are 3rd and Magazine Street, you or your doggy?
The dog.
I was going to say, I don't mean that insulting, right? I mean, I really honestly don't. But, I mean, Ruthie's
the girl.
It's popular.
She's the girl.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just getting finished a little bit of lunchtime. Some beautiful soft-shell crabs in there.
Uh-huh.
I see the Uptown Ruler just had him a little roast beef po' boy.
Took a little siesta, too.
That was
just
all right.
You know.
He's taking a little nap now.
Well, he did. He did. Right after he ate that roast beef po' boy. That was right. I saw, too, I know you always say it, but, again, I've been bearing witness. I know the fresh shrimp. I've seen it.
Yes, sir.
You've gotten it from your cooler.
Yes, sir.
It's Louisiana shrimp. And just to my right, about an hour in, we saw the fresh oysters show up. Because I can smell them behind me, too, with a little oyster bar here.
Little raw oysters.
Uh-huh.
Actually running a little scarce right now, but.
Yeah. But that's why, though. They're not in the cooler being frozen and stuff. They're fresh.
They're fresh.
I mean, it literally came from a vehicle. Your guy just went right there and just opened
them.
Chuck them
in the cooler.
There it is, man. Easy enough. Look, we've been talking. We just had DeGraff on just now, and he's all excited. We had David Griffin on a little bit earlier. He said, look, the thing with Zion's injury, he didn't even know when it happened. There was no pain, really. There was no swelling in it. He thinks he's going to be pushing to get back a lot sooner. They're going to have to keep him calm down and everything. When you hear that, that makes you sound better, feel better,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's your number one pick. Can't let him get hurt.
Yeah, I agree. Jason Fitz, who's part of the morning shows here on ESPN National in Bristol, had this to say.
Let's not turn this into any big Zion's injury riddled. Let's not turn this into any big Zion's not taking care of himself. And let's also, importantly, not turn this into any conversation. If you want to put Zion and Greg Oden in the same sentence today for anything other than a stat that is historical, if you want to try and put them in some comparison, be better.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Absolutely. I was glad to actually hear that, because when you hear David Griffin earlier today, he's like, look, it's not because he's overweight or anything. If anything, he got really, really upset about that. When that took place, what he was talking about, he called it asinine, as a matter of fact, the exact word, because people out there saying it's because he's overweight and not in shape. And it's just,
come on.
You know how it is, though, right?
Now, exactly. Probably the best shape of his life.
Look, you own a place here that has incredible
food.
I'm out
of shape.
No, you say you're out of shape. You look better shaped than Jordan.
Why are you picking on Jordan like that?
Exactly.
Why are you picking on Jordan like that?
I pick on Jordan. It's fun. That's actually why I do that. We talked about it, why I'm excited about N'Keal Alexander-Walker, and I think the rest of the league is about to find out how good he can be. It's what he had to say this morning, a shoot-around, doing this without Zion.
It's very, like, I'm trying to, like, think of the words. It caught me off guard, for sure, for sure, for sure. I didn't know, and so it's kind of, it hurts, you know? Number one pick. And all that he's done, and I know he's worked hard to get here, and for him to not be able to have that is tough. But I told him, like, anything he needs, like, just reach out to me. I'm a brother first and then teammate second, so if anytime he needs something, I got him. And just trying to do what the team needs, but at the same time, make sure I'm there for him and be a good person.
I love this kid. I think at the end of the season, we're going to look back and be like, they're steel. And then there's him. I honestly just – and I still think we haven't seen anywhere near the potential that we can maybe get with Jackson Hayes here later on, because, again, once he starts getting some weight on him, that's my understanding right now. It's just he's playing against men right now. But he has athleticism left and right.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, in the preseason home game that they had here, he had 6 points literally because of his athleticism. I mean, that was it. He was just around the goal and could get put back. So, I don't know. I'm kind of excited to sort of see it. We'll see.
Be a good season for Pels basketball.
Saints Cards on Sunday. I won't see you. What do you think?
I'm thinking low scoring.
Really? You think it's low scoring?
I do. Well, and I thought Chicago was going to be a low scoring game, too. I absolutely, if it was a betting man, I would have taken the under.
Right.
And
I think a lot of people did.
Out.
Exactly. LSU Auburn.
Woo! That's going to be a tough one.
Really?
I think so. I mean, Auburn's a good defense, solid offense. You know, I mean, LSU's got.
It's less than the point spread was for Florida, which is surprising.
I know.
The other one, of course, is the Green Wave. You got the Tulane
roll
on.
Wave, baby. Roll.
Think they go
wave.
Into Navy and pick up the win?
I think so. I like the odds on that, but you know, they got that Navy's always a solid triple option.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Tuesdays, man. We'll be here at 3rd and Magazine Street.
Let's do
Can
it.
We have the weather like this every Tuesday?
I'm going to try to teach to talk to my people.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Uptown Ruler, for stopping by. Appreciate it. Oh, he's going to be here every Tuesday.
He's waiting on his ride.
There he is. Thank
Enjoy.
You, Jordan.
You're welcome, Gus.
As he's trying to look up Teddy Mercury videos. Exactly. Hey, tune us in right after Matt Moscona, 6 o'clock. I'll have Pelicans walkthrough with you. And then tip off tonight on ESPN New Orleans. You're listening to the home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.